of a lot of people. So what do you think of this claim that it's the fault of the United States, the problems that Europe has?
Well, remember, this bloke's an idiot. I mean, a real complete idiot. And I forgot to tell you, he's also a communist, because when he was a student,
it's a twofer.
He was actually a supporter. No, I'm not joking. He was a supporter of Chairman Mao, which is just about the most extreme form of communism that exists. So the guy is a deluded idiot. I do my best in the European Parliament to try and point this out to the world. But he, in this very short little statement, has now proved everything I've been saying about him for the last 8 or 9 years to be completely true. Look, we all know that under that Clinton period, with Greenspan in charge of the Fed, some big mistakes were made,
yes,
in terms of banking, and some of those illnesses did spread to other countries, including Europe. But the reason the euro is in the state it's in is they've put together a completely artificial currency with countries that never fitted together. They've added on top of that a regulatory cost burden through excess regulation on the environment and employment legislation that is driving parts of Europe towards being a third world country. So, you know, America, you are not to blame.